We'll swing it over to you guys out there. Phone lines are open. We're going to Blue Jays talk it up till the bottom of the hour, and then our flagship station, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. We'll get to Leafs Nation postgame for the postmortem, the Maple Leafs losing tonight to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They are eliminated from playoff contention thanks to the Columbus Blue Jackets overtime win. Leafs lost 3-0, and you'll get to talk a lot about it on Leafs Nation postgame. Right now, we will Blue Jays talk it up. Joe Siddle has very graciously agreed to hang out here with me and take some phone calls because, well, I'm sure you can hear why. 416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, long distance, is 1-888-666-0590. We lead things off with Brett from Niagara Falls. Brett, you're on the Blue Jays talk. Say hello to Joe Siddle.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Brett.
I just wanted to talk about the milkman, Melky Cabrera. This guy's about as locked in as a hitter as you're going to see in the big leagues right now. I just love watching him. At what point do the Jays go to him with a contract extension? I just want to see him in left field, for years to come.
Wow, very good question. That's
there were a couple of tweets about that tonight, too. And you know, I find it, I mean, fans are getting excited, and it's great when fans get excited. But if anybody thinks back what they thought a year ago with Melky, and they wanted to buy him the first ticket out of town, now we're looking at contract extension 8 games in.
Well, it's going to be difficult to... You know, he's red hot right now, and I think by all rights, we think Melky Cabrera is going to have a pretty good season this year. He's looked like a different player. Great spring. We said it all spring. Now he's carrying it into the season. I mean, it's a great question. It's something that ownership could certainly look at if you're continuing to build for the future, but it has to be a two-way street, and I'm sure if I'm Melky Cabrera, being a free agent after this year and starting the way he is, probably going to go on and have a real good year. Most of these types of players want to test the free agent market.
Melky Cabrera signed a 2-year, $16 million deal.
He could have like 18 home runs and be hitting .320, and he's going to see dollar signs in his eyes on the free agent market. So I just think sooner is better, you know?
Well, Brett, there's really nothing that would indicate that he's going to do that, is there?
Well, I don't know. He's pretty
Has
locked
he ever
right
hit
now,
18
Mike.
Home runs in a whole season?
I don't know. He's pretty locked right now, and he had a good spring, and he's healthy, right? Last year he wasn't healthy.
No, it's
true. Who wouldn't
be
with tumors on his spine, right?
Right.
So he's healthy and he's locked right now. I just want to see sooner's better, I think.
Well, what happens though when he's not locked? That's the question. And I've said this many times, and by 18 home runs is, by the way, Melky's career high. He did it in 2011 with the Kansas City Royals. It's great to be excited when things are going well, and it's fine to be critical when things aren't going well. But, Joe, you know this as well as anybody. A team and a player is never as good as it looks when it's going strong and never as bad as it looks when it can't buy a hit.
And it's a very difficult game. And there's some other players on this team that are very good hitters. We mentioned them towards the end of the broadcast. The Colby Rasmus, the Brett Laurie. These are very good hitters that are really struggling right now. And nobody wants to talk about extensions with them. Well, as soon as Colby Rasmus's bat heats up, which we know it will, then maybe those conversations will start. So you're right. It's what have you done for me lately? And right now, Melky Cabrera is the hot topic.
He really, really is. The Blue Jays did sign Edwin Encarnacion to a contract extension at the All-Star break going into his free agent year, so we'll see. But you don't want to do anything rash after 8 games. Mike in Mississauga listening on our flagship Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Mike, welcome to the Blue Jays Talk. Say hello to Joe Siddle.
Hey, Joe Siddle. How are you tonight?
We're good, Mike.
Awesome. I just want to talk about a few things first and then maybe bring up one of the unsung heroes. No one's talked about him yet. Obviously, you know, Burley was great. It's really nice to see him off to such a strong start this year. The bullpen was solid as expected. And, you know, the guys that are supposed to be doing the damage are doing the real damage. I mean, once, like you just talked about, once Colby and Lowry get her going, we're going to have some serious depth in this lineup. But the other thing here I want to talk about is Jonathan Diaz.
Absolutely.
Little fella got on base twice tonight. You know, it's all about that OBP, and he scored, I think, if not once or twice, too.
Scored once, yeah.
Scored once, there you go. So, you know, setting the table for Melky for the two-run bomber. So, you know, he's doing his part. He's obviously playing amazing defense, gold glove caliber defense. He's really, you know, giving us this. Once we get Reyes back, boys, we're going to really get it rolling. So I just wanted to give my boy Jonathan Diaz a little shout-out. You signed my ball the other day. Go Blue Jays.
Well, good for you. I think that's a great point because I made that comment during the broadcast in that seventh inning. Rasmussen and Asturias both struck out, two outs, nobody on. Jonathan Diaz works the walk, Melky Cabrera homers, and that broke open the game. That's a huge play. Anytime you can turn that lineup over as a nine-hitter, Jonathan Diaz is in a perfect role down at the bottom of the order. He got a little speed when he does get on base, but turn the lineup over to Melky Cabrera. That was a good at-bat, too, by Jonathan Diaz.
And don't you love his first plate appearance? He just drops that left elbow right into the inside pitch.
Perfect in that role, though, at the bottom of the order. Like you said, you get hit by a pitch, you walk a little later. He's obviously had a couple big hits. Listen, I think we can all be safe to say Jonathan Diaz isn't going to hit 300, okay? History hasn't shown it. Everybody's allowed to improve, but I don't think Jonathan Diaz is going to go on a tear here and hit great. But if he continues to play the defense he's playing and he gets on base and does little things like he did tonight, I'll take that guy any day in my lineup in the nine hole.
It is the Blue Jays talk. Jays beat the Astros 5-2 here at Rogers Center to open up this three-game series and improve to 4-4 on the season, 2-2 at home. Let's go out to the Prairies. Eric is in North Battleford, Saskatchewan, listening on 1190 CFSL. Eric, you're on the Blue Jays talk with Mike Wilner and Joe Siddle.
Happy New Year, Mike, and great to talk to you as well, Joe.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I've really enjoyed your work so far, Joe, and I'm looking forward to the whole season.
Well, good. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And, Mike, I always enjoy your work, so it's great to have you as well.
Thank you.
And you're welcome.
Tom Young's great, too.
Yeah, that's true. We enjoy getting to listen to him laugh in the background sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We enjoy that, too.
Pardon me? Sorry?
We enjoy that, too.
Yeah, it adds levity. Anyways, first of all, it's really nice to see them win a game where the starter actually gives up a run. Is this the first one this year?
It is. The first time the Blue Jays have won a game when their starter has given up as many as one run.
Wow. Yeah, so I was glad that we could do that. And also, to talk about players' contract years, you know, last year they were talking about how Josh Johnson contract year could be a huge year. This year, a lot of talk about Colby Rasmus contract year. But really, I can't think of specific lots of players that have monster contract years. Am I just missing lots of people, or is that not really a thing?
I think they used to happen a lot more often. I seem to remember when I was a teenager, when I was in my 20s, players going into free agency, having those big years, and all the fantasy guys say, it's contract year, expect big things. A.J. Burnett was off the DL. The only two times he wasn't on the disabled list in the first, 10 years of his career were his contract years. So there's something to be said for that. I don't know if it happens so much anymore. And Joe, you played. I don't know that you can control your results to that extent.
I don't think you control it. As a player, you're not thinking like that while you're playing, because every year you go out, you're trying to do the best you can and have a great year. Now, subconsciously, do some things happen when it's your contract there? Are you putting in more effort? I don't really buy into that a whole lot. So I think if it does happen, it's probably just by chance. I mean, guys do know in the back of their heads, there's no question that it's their contract year. And the better year they have, the more money they're going to make. But sometimes that can work against you, and you just put too much pressure on yourself, and you actually don't perform as well. So I'm not sure how much stock to put into that.
It reminds me of a Joe Maddon quote, and I don't, I don't preach at the altar of Joe Maddon very, very often. I don't see him as a be-all and end-all that so many other people do. But this one resonated with me. He said in baseball, if you're struggling, you have to try easier because trying harder doesn't work.
Yeah, it is. It's much like a hitter that's struggling, right? Like I talked about it tonight. You start gripping that bat a little tight, and then you start trying to get two and three hits in one at-bat. And I mean that facetiously, of course, but it is. It just becomes a struggle where you just try to do too much. And this is one game for sure. The last thing you want to do is put too much pressure on yourself and try to do too much. This game's fast enough already and difficult enough as it is.
He's Joe Siddle. I'm Mike Wilner. Joe helping me out here fighting this whatever it is that better be gone by tomorrow. More of your phone calls in a second, but first we've got the skipper. Here's John Gibbons, what he had to say in the wake of the Blue Jays' 5-2 win tonight over the Houston Astros.
John, even when Melky was at his very, very best, he was never really kind of known as a home run hitter. These last four games kind of caught you by surprise a little bit, just with the rate he's been putting them out there?
Well, we're in a good park to hit home runs, that's for sure. You know what? I thought when we signed him last year, he had a chance to hit some home runs here. You know, he's hit them before. He's not known as a home run hitter, but it's a perfect place for it, But he's off to a good start. Him and Jose keep going back and forth, a little competition there.
John, can you talk about Burley's game tonight and your decision to pull him in the sixth?
Well, he was a little bit off. I mean, you could tell early. I mean, they were hitting him. They were hitting him pretty good. But he did what he does best. You know, he survives. He keeps you in the game there, and he got some big outs when he had to. I just thought there in a one-run game, you know, it was time to turn it over and to the bullpen. Everybody was pretty rested down there. You know, I've never looked at pitch counts and determining what you, you know, I judge on what's going on in the game and what my gut tells me we need to do.
When you move Linden to the two hole, you're obviously taking some production away from lower in the lineup, and you got it from Navarro today. But when you're trying to figure out who's going to bat two, how much of a factor is, you know, making sure there's someone to protect or to cash in Batista and Encarnacion behind them in your consideration?
Well, I mean, we signed Navarro because he can hit, you know, and he's a good little catcher. But, you know, he can swing the bat, so I mean, he's going to be a big help there. You know, it won't be long before Reyes is back anyway. You know, then it all, you know, then everything slots back into the way it's supposed to. So, I mean, we hold on till then. But, you know, I mean, it was a battle tonight. I mean, you know, then they kept pecking. I mean, they kept hanging in there. But we got some guys a little bit cold in that lineup, but they'll start hitting.
Well, Melky Cabrera not cold, and he gave the Blue Jays the insurance they needed with two out in the seventh inning, a two-run homer, his fourth in as many games. The Blue Jays beat the Astros 5-2. Mike Wilner with Joe Siddall. Time for one more call. Let's go all the way out west. Kamloops, B.C. Thomas is listening to us on Rogers Digital Cable Channel 904. Hello, Thomas.
Mike, what's going on?
How be the West Coast?
Nice and warm, actually.
Oh, good. Say hi to Joe.
Joe, how you doing?
Very good, thanks.
Good, good. What do you guys think about Lurie and Rasmus' struggles right now? I mean, they just don't really look patient at the plate. And they look like they're forcing the issue.
You're dead on about that, because when you do not feel good at the plate and you just don't have your timing, nothing feels right. And not only does nothing feel right, but then you get pitches that you're not seeing as well. So you're taking strikes, you're swinging at balls. It's the worst feeling in the world, especially for guys like that that are real good hitters. And it's just a really humbling experience. There's nothing worse as a hitter to be struggling, because it is. It's feel. Hitting is feel. It's rhythm. It's timing. And you don't have any of those things, and I'll guarantee you those two guys don't have any of those things right now. It's a horrible feeling, but you just got to keep working, be in the cage every day, tee drills, soft toss drills, other things that they're working with hitting coach Kevin Seitzer, and you got to hope it starts coming soon.
That said, Joe, it is impossible to look good while you're hitting a .110, right?
It's so difficult, and that's why I think you go back to, you know, you look at your numbers and you're hitting a .110 or you're hitting .120 and you try to do too much, and that's the worst thing you can do. It just compounds all the problems. They have to be patient, take one at a time and just try to have good quality at-bats.
Chasing your numbers never works. That said, last year, Colby Rasmus hit .238 in the month of April with a .297 on base and 38 strikeouts in 84 at-bats, and he wound up having a pretty good year. We got to step aside. Thank you so much, Joe Siddall. I couldn't have done this without you. Thanks to all the calls. Apologies to those of you to whom we could not get, but this is about as far as we're going to go. Blue Jays beat the Astros 5-2. We'll come back and wrap this thing up. It's a Honda postgame show on the Sportsnet Radio Network. Welcome back to Rogers Center. The Blue Jays get the job done. A 5-2 win over the Houston Astros. It wasn't especially pretty, but big home runs from Jose Bautista and Melky Cabrera and a couple of huge RBI doubles by Deonner Navarro helped back Mark Burley and the bullpen. And boy, Sergio Santos looks like Closey McCloserson tonight, striking out the side, top of the Astros lineup in order in the ninth inning to pick up his third save. Blue Jays are 4-4 on the season. We are going to say goodbye, and just so you know, our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, I'm sorry to do this to you, but Leafs Nation postgame will be on. The Maple Leafs lose 3-0 to the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Columbus Blue Jackets win. So the Maple Leafs, who looked home and cooled when I left for spring training, are not going to make the playoffs this year. The series continues here tomorrow night. It'll be Brandon Morrow getting the call against the righty Lucas Harrell. We're on at 7 o'clock Eastern for a 7:07 first pitch. You've been listening to Home Hardware, Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware, homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Sportsnet Radio Network. Thanks again to Joe Siddall for sticking around. You can find him on Baseball Central tomorrow at 11 o'clock on our flagship station. And also, thanks to Jerry Howard, to Tom Young, Brent Armstrong, and Igor Henriquez. For all the aforementioned, I'm Mike Wilner. Bye-bye.